An attempt by Tampa City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern to get a community garden built in East Tampa was slowed down significantly today at the council's community redevelopment meeting. Last month, Mulhern convened a workshop on community-supported agriculture, and at today's Community Redevelopment Area meeting, or CRA, she hoped to begin such a garden in economically troubled East Tampa.
I personally read the most of the state statute on community redevelopment areas. I don't see anything in there that would
preclude.
I mean, it's, to me, it looks like the perfect thing to do for redevelopment. It's not about, there are a lot of advantages to it, and it's happening in cities much more urban than ours with no land. I mean, in some places, in New York, you know, they've got a little, about the size of each of our little desk areas here, and people are just, it's basically, that is just gardening.
Mulhern said she hoped that the success of the Sweetwater Organic Community Farm in Northwest Hillsborough County could lead some of those organizers to lend some expertise to whatever land the city would be able to use for such a garden. Mark Huey, Economic and Urban Development Administrator for the City of Tampa, responded when asked if CRA resources could be used to establish a community garden.
I think if you're taking a blighted piece of property, and we've given you maps, you see the land that we have, and if there's real community interest, and certainly it would beautify a part of our properties in East Tampa that are not attractive, and again, there was a real plan that could be successful, that could be an appropriate use of resource.
Mulhern responded that it was not about beautification.
Growing food that will be affordable for people, and that's why this has become an international trend.
But instead of getting support for the idea, Mulhern received substantial blowback from the council. Chairman Thomas Scott wasn't sure if the intent of the CRA was to do something like a community garden, and he questioned Mulhern on what the East Tampa populace thought of the idea.
Just like Channelside said they don't have an interest, East Tampa, we didn't find out, do they have an interest, whether they want that or not. We can't force something upon somebody if they don't want that kind of development in terms of a community garden.
And Councilwoman Gwen Miller said the area needed jobs, not a garden.
So need to be very.
If you want to help East Tampa, bring some business out there. Bring something out there that's going to be for the need of the people. Bring some jobs to East Tampa. If you're going to help East Tampa, that's what you need to do for East Tampa.
Councilman John Dienfelder said he thought there was great value in a community garden concept, but agreed that what the local community wanted was paramount.
Let's take baby steps. I'm seeing some shaking heads out there. If Ed could coordinate and get Sweetwater over there and see if there's any interest at all. And if there is, great, let's move forward. And if there's not, then forget about it.
But Mulhern pushed back.
I don't know who's shoving anything down anyone's throat, but the idea to even talk about this came from the community. And the people that were talking to me about it were from East Tampa. So that's why East Tampa came up. Nobody from Tampa Heights invited me to do this. I actually thought that Channelside was a great place to do it. And what I really think is it doesn't matter where we do it, I agree. If we have some community support from some area, let's do it there.
Mulhern said it would be an economic boon for the area, since vegetables have become more expensive, and there's a growing need for communities to become self-sustaining and healthier. But then Charlie Miranda, who increasingly appears to be opposing much of what Mulhern proposes, said it was critical that the city get a legal opinion first to determine if the city could work through the CRA to develop such a project. And he said there wouldn't be enough water to allow it to probably occur anyway.
There's nothing wrong with doing this. I'm not here to give money away. I want to see something constructively done in the neighborhoods. And once they're done, you want to plant anything you want, plant them. You want to do things, plant them. You have the aqueduct water, plant them. We're in a drought, and we're going to get worse come 2009. Not what I say, but what the forecasters say, who knows a lot more about water trends and things that are happening in the yearly cycles. It's going to get worse.
That's true.
We should not start talking about planting when it takes a lot of water without a permit.
Councilman Thomas Scott then proposed a motion to have city staff speak with Swift Mud about the water situation, as well as clarifying the legalities, and then come back with more information without going any further. A disappointed Mary Mulhern said if the idea was to slow down the process, it had been successful. But she said she wanted a discussion for the next East Tampa CRA meeting to be scheduled on the vegetable garden and proposed it as a motion. But that appeared to anger Charlie Miranda.
So it's enhancing the operation. It is making it quicker by finding out what are all the obstacles first.
You need to know where you're going to get the water.
I never interrupted you, Ms. Mulhern. Please don't interrupt me.